Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
My name is Galen Smith.
James Smith, how you doing today?
I'm finding yourself, Harold.
Cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. I just want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I have not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Alrighty. Can I ask you, did you spray Roundup?
I did.
And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I believe that year was 2016.
How many years did you spray Roundup?
Man, I use Roundup faithfully every spring. It was at least 14 years.
Would you say you've used it at least 10 separate times?
Most definitely.
Gotcha. And how old were you at the time in 2016?
I was in my early 20s.
Early 20s. Have you ever had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma, or was it only the one?
I did have a recurrence in 2020. So technically, those are the only two.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. And where would you spray Roundup? Was it for work or was it just at home?
At my residence,
At your
I have
residence.
a garden, sidewalks, anywhere that weeds were present.
Gotcha. What was the property address? Is that your current property address right now?
It is not. The address was 20 Whitney Court. That's in Covington, Georgia.
Okay. And do you know of any other family members, any neighbors who sprayed Roundup?
I'm pretty sure my neighbors did. I did all the housework myself. So far as my home goes, it's just me. It was just me that came in contact, but I'm pretty sure my neighbors, we all used it.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you said you sprayed it for about 14 years.
Correct.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Did you ever have a organ transplant, autoimmune disease, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
And then were you ever diagnosed with arthritis, diabetes, or any other cancer besides non-Hodgkin lymphoma that required chemo?
No.
Is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Sure. And then could you spell out your first name for me?
Galen.
And then for your last name?
Smith, Smith.
And are you a junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No,
Could you go ahead
the
and come?
one and only.
Want to know? Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
A male,
And are you married?
single, ready
Single.
to mingle.
Can I go ahead and get your date of birth?
November 13th, the great year 1978.
1978. And now for your social.
623-257-5554.
And then, how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and the injuries?
Who was Andrews?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Can you ask me the question again? I'm
Yeah, no worries. So how did you first learn that Roundup might have caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I was sitting there like, what? What were you calling me? Yeah, my apologies. My doc, I was sick, and when I went to the doctor, he was the one that brought it to my attention.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So that was back in 2016.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I am 6'2", I weigh 190 pounds.
And now, what's the best email address for you?
GRS_INC@comcast.net.
And then your phone number 404-748-3623.
That's fine. You can use that number.
Okay. And then how many times a month would you say you use Roundup?
How many times a month?
Correct.
It was not, I didn't use it monthly. I was more seasonal.
Okay.
So here in Georgia, we normally tend from the spring to the heat of the summer, which I would say is about a quarter, 90 days, maybe from March to June. And then maybe again in the following season between the months of July to October. So I'm not a person that used it all year round, but I did use it maybe 6 months out the year tops.
Gotcha. And now during those 6 months, how many times a month would you spray it?
Every time I cut my grass. So at least twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. And now, did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
You said one, say that again. I'm sorry.
No worries. Did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to being diagnosed?
Oh, 1 full year. Yeah. I wasn't diagnosed until 2016. I started using Roundup in the early 2000, 2002.
Gotcha.
So
Gotcha. When do you stop?
after the diagnosis, 2016.
Gotcha. And then you said you used it seasonally. Did you ever use any protection gear when you sprayed it? Any gloves, face masks,
Nope.
nothing?
Nope. It's just not as bad. Nope.
Gotcha.
I will say I did not wear any PPE. I did not.
Okay. Residential. And then do you get your water from a well?
I did at that point. We did have an active well in Covington, correct?
Okay. Was that well ever tested?
No.
Gotcha. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Gotcha. And then you said you sprayed it about 2 times a month, right? For about 6 months out of the year, and then you sprayed it for about 14 years.
Yes.
Gotcha. So you were roughly exposed 168 times, would you say that's accurate in your lifetime?
That's some quick math. Yeah, over that span of time, I would say yes, doing that math, you are
Gotcha.
correct.
Gotcha. Did you use concentrate or premix?
I'm sorry.
Did you use the
Continue.
concentrate? Yeah, did you use the concentrate or the premix?
It had to be the concentrate.
Concentrate. Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you typically get it? Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's,
Home Depot.
Home
Home
Depot.
Depot. We're in the Home Depot capital of the world here in Georgia.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I did not know that.
Arthur Blank owns the Falcons and Home Depot.
Falcons got a big win last week against the Cowboys.
I guess cowgirls. I heard.
Yeah.
Do you have any receipts or any extra Roundup just laying around?
Nah, man, I got rid of everything.
Gotcha. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am. I'm a contractor.
Gotcha. Self-employed?
Correct.
Gotcha. What would be a good address for an employer's address?
For my employer's address,
Correct.
technically, it's all registered under the same address, 2625 Piedmont Road, Northeast, Suite 56, Atlanta, Georgia 30324.
Perfect. And then what's your job title?
I am a contractor. It is my title.
Gotcha. And then this is your current property address, right?
Correct.
Gotcha, gotcha. Have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments?
Oh, most definitely.
How many months or, years were you unable to work, or weeks, or?
I haven't been back to full working status for what I do since 2016, technically. I rarely, I'm just normally in the field. Now I'm more in the office.
Gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Misdemeanor. Traffic
Misdemeanor.
ticket.
That's fine. And now, hospital. What hospital diagnosed you?
Grady Memorial Hospital.
Is that the one at the 80 Jesse Hill Junior Drive, Southeast?
Correct. Correct.
Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Dr. McLemore.
Micklemore. How do you spell that? Do you know how to spell that?
MCLEMORE.
Gotcha. And then how would you say the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It's catastrophic. One word.
Do you have the medical records?
I do have some medical records. I would have to probably go back to the hospital to retrieve them.
Okay. So the hospital has them for sure.
Correct.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. And then do you remember a date that you had for any surgeries, radiation, chemo?
Man, that was a process, a lot of processing. Not really right offhand. I'd have to go through the documents to look.
No worries. And then, so for your first diagnosis in 2016, did you have stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation, surgery?
Yes.
Was it radiation?
Yes.
And now, how about for your second diagnosis for that reoccurrence in 2020?
The same treatments.
Same treatments? Gotcha. Alrighty. One second. And now I do request a emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure somebody in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down
Yeah.
as
My daughter.
daughter? Sure. And her phone number?
706-300-7183. Her name is Ariel Smith.
And then we do have permission to contact her if we can't get in contact with you.
You do.
Thank you. All righty. Just about done here. Let's see. And then just to be clear, the property address 2625 Piedmont Road, is it Northeast Suite 56?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I do just want to go ahead and verify this information, my spelling and everything like that, make sure everything is correct. Here. All right. So you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma the first time. That was in 2016, second time in 2020. You sprayed it at 21 Whitney Court in Covington, Georgia. And then you were diagnosed.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Hold on. That was it's 20 Whitney Court.
20 Whitney Court. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
We're in this together.
You were between the ages of 18 and 80 when you were diagnosed. You did spray Roundup for about 14 years. You did spray it for at least 10 separate times during that 14-year period. You spare your name G-A-L-E-N, last name S-M-I-T-H. You are a male. You are not married. Your date of birth is 11/13/78. Your social is 623-257554. You're about 6'2", 190. Your email address is grs_inc@comcast.net. You sprayed Roundup roughly two times a month during the seasonal periods. You started in 2002, stopped in 2016. You directly sprayed it yourself. That was at home, directly spraying. You did live near a water well at the time. You're not sure if it was tested. Did you get your water from that water well as well, or did you just live near? Okay.
No, it's part of the theme in the subdivision we used to live in, to where you get a well, you get a gazebo. It's not like we drunk from it or anything. It's in the country.
Gotcha. And you did spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. You are self-employed. You are a contractor, never been in the military. You were seen by Dr. Melklemore at the 80 Jesse Hill Jr. Drive, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30303. That was at the Grady Memorial Hospital. And then your current property address at 2625 Piedmont Road, Northeast, Suite 56, Atlanta, Georgia. And then we have your daughter, 706-300-7183, as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
That is correct.
All righty. I'm going to send you over to DocuSign right now. So it's going to go to your email as well as your text messages. It's going to say Harold King Mass Tort Strategies. So go ahead and open that up there. And so how this process works now is once I get these documents back, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. Law firm takes a look at them, make sure everything fits within the criteria. They will then give you a call within the week, basically to verify the information one more time, make sure this is still something, you know, you want to do. At that moment, once everything is, good and they accept you, they say, we can work with this, they'll go, they'll be able to then request medical records and actually start to work on your behalf.
Okay.
And so the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Firm. So they're based out of Texas. And then I'm about to send you a text right now with my direct line, everything like that. And then I'm going to send you their information as well so you know that they're calling you. They're going to call you from a 909 number. Let's see, 3862. And then I'll send you a text or call you by Friday just to see if they have called you or, if they haven't. If they haven't called you by, like, Friday or we'll go with Monday. If they haven't called you by like Monday, I'll be able to call you and try to get you over there faster. That way, you know, we can kind of speed up the process for you.
Okay. Now, how long is the process normally, Harold? Do you know? Or
so it is a case by case thing. It does, you know, it could take some years. It could take a year. Could take 2 years. Just because it's not like a class action lawsuit where it's like a $10, you know, buyout and everything kind of happens within a month. This is on a bigger, way bigger scale. So the payouts, you know, with these type of lawsuits are not generally, but they're like in the thousands, you know, tens of thousands. So it is a longer process, but the payout is a lot bigger as well.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, so I'll fill out the form, and we'll get the process started.
All righty. I appreciate that. And do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, that's it. I guess you covered it all, man. I appreciate it.
Of course, of course. And then if I don't get the documents back in like an hour or two, I'll just text you, call you, see if, you know, if I can help you or anything like that. But, yeah, once I get them back, I'll be able to send them up to a law firm and get everything started.
All right. I'll get started on it. No, it's fine.
Oh, I appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.